Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. Hannah Burner is here.
I love coming here on your little frat couch.
Oh, this couch has seen so much,
Hannah.
I was
just telling her she has like kind of sway boy energy about like with this house where it's kind of like
lazy boy.
We asked her, me and Trevor were like, how many bedrooms does it have? And she goes, we were like, what do you mean,
She sleeps right here.
I have
but just
many
like
a time.
This is a better sleep than most beds. I'll tell you that right now.
It is. It's a good sleeper couch. It's definitely seen its day. Yeah. I saw photos of this house the other day. Like I was looking at it on Zillow and I was looking at like the
as
stage.
One does.
For, that's, I don't know. I'm in a weird Zillow obsession.
I fucking love Zillow. Fuck
is,
TikTok. Zillow's my
Pornhub,
shit.
Dude.
Zillow's manifestation. I go on there just to like look at what I hopefully can buy.
Zillow
eventually.
And Pet Finder, I'm scrolling.
Absolutely.
All day long and I'm waiting for one to speak to me. I'm not kidding. That's how I found Murphy. I was on there and one day I saw her and I was like, that's my cat. That's my cat. And I literally sent so many additional emails. Like I applied for her, but then I sent like email after email to Sue. Okay. I was like, Sue, this is my cat. Please. I swear to God, I will do anything for this cat.
And you got Mark.
And I got her. And she said, you know what? She said, I was almost going to keep her, but she was like, you were so persistent.
A manifestation queen.
I've been doing that with like houses in Arlington, Texas. I don't know what the I didn't go to bed at 4 a.m. last night. I was in Arlington, Texas.
And then
mentally.
You start fighting with your friend, like if it's a good enough house for you. And it's like, this is $5 million. But I
don't
love
like
living.
What they did with the drapes here. Like,
I love when it's $8 million and you're like, I can't do that kitchen.
Not
though.
For me.
Sometimes rich people are just the worst. I think if you are always looking at inspirational things, like it does become your reality.
I swear that's manifestation for me. I like literally same thing with I feel that way about spending money. Like if I spend money like that I don't necessarily have, it's like inviting new money in.
Oh whoa, honestly,
I heard that's money manifestation.
It
that's
is
the most LA shit I've
like,
ever
like because
heard.
I'm behaving like a rich person when I'm not, and then I'm like, okay, well, any day now.
I think I do that, but I'm definitely gonna end up in a tent.
It's
I think
you so can, easy to go bankrupt.
It really no one talks
people
about
don't
that.
Talk about enough
I don't
People don't.
I don't. Yeah. I don't even want to think about it, to be honest.
I could see that happening.
I'd
to
like
me.
To get rich before losing
but I think
it
it'd
all.
Be motivation.
I feel like going bankrupt is iconic because it means that you were rich.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I have to even. That's not my struggle.
It's not my journey.
Yet. But the more I spend.
Can we just like suck the fart out of your ass for 2.2 seconds?
I literally just farted, which is crazy.
That's.
Oh my
I
God.
Love that.
I love
you. You're so comfortable around us.
Thank you.
I also just love normalizing talking about farting and just farting and stuff. And I think that is what I love about you.
That's intimacy. Like looking a girl in the eye and being like, I just
farted.
And right. Then she goes, thank you. And then that's girlhood. And we're together.
It. This is beautiful.
I just farted on your beautiful couch. Because I feel comfortable here. I feel safe.
I feel like I could start crying. Listen, that's the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said.
She goes, that's the nicest thing
ever.
I wish my mom said that to me once.
Never did. Definitely. At all. At all. But this is the third podcast you were going on today.
No.
Four.
Fourth?
Fourth.
What was the fourth one? Which one are we missing?
I did hot takes earlier. It's like about Reddit. Am I the asshole? And we go through... Are people assholes on Reddit?
Oh, I love Am I the Asshole on Reddit.
It's like a subreddit. I'm not allowed on Reddit, but she reads it to me. And then I give opinions.
I need like serious parental controls, especially on the tour. I think I'm going to need like, I don't know how to regulate that though.
It's a drug and you have to
it's crack,
get off it.
And I'm predisposed.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not allowed.
She's in the rabbit hole. You've been lately. I feel like this might be the height of your Reddit.
I had like a full blown like shameless relapse where I'm just like, I'm not even pretending I'm not on it. And I'm commenting back to people.
Her account is like, okay, job, something, something. And she comments back. She comments back.
She goes, she signs it Brooke XO. Not, everything she says.
Well, they know. They know.
I think that to an extent, it can be a tool. I just get worried about getting lost in the
sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I keep telling myself too, I'm going to stop talking about it. And I like, for some reason, it's just always at the top of my brain.
Because you do feel alive. but then you also want to die.
Yeah. It's so that's which the is crack kind of it all. Really it's like it makes you feel really good sometimes and then it ruins your life. Yeah, for sure. But anyway,
I think I also just am really bad about like like seeing so much misinformation. Like I would go down the rabbit hole of wanting to like I got on Reddit the other day and I was just like, this isn't true. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and the way people perceive our relationship is insane. They think we are not friends, that we hate each other, that and like what or like one little thing where it's like, I can't believe they so and so did this to so and so. And it's like, dude, like
it's really scary. I made a TikTok about this last night, but I'm having like a true identity crisis about it because I know for a fact I'm perceived in a way that it's like literally imaginary, not real. Like the whole like clean girl, like responsible. I'm like, nobody who knows me thinks that about me.
I wish.
So I'm starting to feel like weird about
I also just, everything. It's like you and I became best friends before the podcast ever happened.
Yeah, we don't hate each other.
And for me, no, but not even just that. It's like for us to become best friends off camera, we've got to be a little bit alike. Like, we've got to have common interests. We've got, like, you've got to be down with more of the shit.
Also,
that,
I was snorting Latin. No, I'm just kidding.
You post these raw YouTube videos. Like, it's two people who don't fuck with each other. You can't make it through an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, you could tell that person's like, oh my God. Also, if you're not fighting at all, you're fucking fake.
100%.
If you're not calling a person out, you're fucking fake.
Yeah, you're not close enough.
But yeah, you guys have amazing chemistry.
Do people accuse you and Paige of hating each other ever? No, well, you guys, like, really don't have the same dynamic.
I had a moment on reality TV where, like, the storylines looked like we weren't there, whatever. But part of friendships is like you have moments where the friendship gets tested and then you see like how, like I think you guys are stronger because you fight and then you get over it.
Yeah, we keep leveling up a bit.
Honestly, every fight has brought us like up a level in closeness and so much shit.
Yeah, female friendship's so great because I mean, you can fuck each other, but like you don't want to fuck each other and you're choosing to hang out. That's the ultimate compliment.
That's so true.
That
right?
is true.
We could fuck.
You could.
But we don't.
But you'd rather
maybe if tour gets really boring.
I'm so down for like a Cincinnati scissor.
Are you guys going to fuck on the road?
We were just talking about this. She was saying, because she's bringing her boyfriend. And maybe. I personally don't have one.
We're bringing Murphy.
I'm recruiting.
I kind of love a different guy in each state, in a different area code you go on a date with.
I don't know. I've had I don't know about that vibe for me.
Hinge it up on the road. Do you bring your husband when you tour?
Do you bring a husband? Husband sounds so. Do you bring a husband?
It's so funny. We
so
were talking
formal,
about this.
Weird.
We
it's
were talking brand. About this the other day. That like, what did you say exactly to her?
Well, just the fact that like you have a husband, but really like no one ever talks about it.
Paige was like, you don't have a husband.
We just and don't. You like hate it. Like someone's like your husband. You're like, ew. Why would you say
like,
that?
Because like I see you talk about things, and you'd be like, when a guy does this, and I forget like you're fully just like actually married. Because
I was 29, single pre-COVID, doing all my like dating jokes.
You're not
like
29 right now.
I mean, mentally I am. But then COVID hit and I got married. I got engaged so quick. It all happened so quick that I was like my own messy self who happened to be married. Mm-hmm. But the truth is you're just the same person. You just have like a legal document.
Yeah. And you still have all the same, like, I think it's fun because you still have all the fun dating stories. And stuff.
Also, I want to live vicariously through girls still dating. And also people think because I'm married, I know shit. And I'm like,
I do think you know shit.
I'm like, let me explain love. Like, this is the rules. I don't know shit.
I think you did the right thing with an older man too. I think that's my vibes right now.
Yeah. He's exhausted. He's so tired. The life in his eyes is just like draining. And
you
I'm
said
like,
this to me the other day, like something like that. And there was like joy in your eyes. And I was like, she's a fucking murderer.
Like you think we're getting into fights? He gets tired 2 minutes in. He's like, whatever you want.
Oh my God. So see, that's smart. God, you're brilliant.
Yeah, my boyfriend is like so agile. I'm like that. That's not the vibes. Like,
he also,
I think it's me at this point. I'm like, whatever you want.
You live so many lives. You're like, look, mama needs to work. Okay, whatever you need, just talk to my people. They'll set it up.
I'm not kidding. That's actually the dynamic I think of mine and Mikko's relationship.
I like, and you kind of gave me like cigarette mom. You know, when they were like doing the thing on TikTok about like cigarette moms. Yeah. Do you think you'll be a cigarette mom?
Absolutely. Even if I don't have the cigarette, I'm going to have the thin brows and just disdain.
Hell yeah.
On lock for sure. Do you want kids?
I'm honestly not sure because I realized that like you don't have to have kids.
Yeah.
I
feel that. You really don't. Like
and
Dolly
that's
Parton
a crazy realization.
Kids.
And Dolly Parton is like my religion.
Yeah. Me too. That's why.
So
I got my
it's
cat.
Like, and she has a great relationship. Very happy.
I know. And quiet. Another one where she is like, she's married and you just don't know.
It's so hot.
It's amazing. You know, hot. She's been with her husband for literally like 50 years or something, like maybe more.
Yeah. She's like protecting him.
And like no one's ever even seen him before. Like literally.
It's like Blanket Jackson.
You know, there's like rumors, like, I don't know like, if this is true, but like people say like Dolly Parton she'll just go out without all her getup and no one has any idea who she is.
She's
people
like,
say
Sia.
She has full sleeves.
She's like, Sia.
Of tattoos?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If I saw Dolly Parton, no makeup, sleeved up, like cigarette dive bar, but
no,
you wouldn't know.
People will see her and, like, or she'll like go through the drive through and like, you wouldn't know. Cause like without all her.
I watched her documentary and I fell in love with her.
Me too.
I've
so
never
much.
Seen it.
Oh my God.
Is it insane?
You'll cry.
On Petfinder, Murphy's description
said. We're referencing Petfinder as Wikipedia.
I'm not kidding. Cause I have a Dolly Parton shrine in my house. Like literally, like I had
as
a big, huge, in my old apartment.
As you should.
Her description said if she were a celebrity, she would be Dolly Parton. And that's why I literally, I said, Sue, Dolly's everywhere.
It's my cat has like a little thing on her lip, so I said she looks like Cindy Crawford.
Aww. That's
Cindy Crawford was prettier.
Do you remember when
she's not doing
my
so
cat
good
is so beautiful.
Do you remember when Cindy Crawford was on all those infomercials for like all of the skincare products?
Get
for like
that
10
bag
years?
Bitch, get that bag.
There's something I think that is just I'll always love, like a beautiful woman like endorsing, you know what I mean, like something she does not use and did not need.
She
like
goes,
for
as
her
long
beauty.
As it doesn't have to touch my skin, I'll endorse it.
Absolutely. Get that fucking shit.
But it is
away.
Like 23-year-old influencers being like, this serum has transformed my skin, and I'm like, your skin has barely seen the weather. What are you talking about?
What are your thoughts on the new like 12-year-old Drunk Elephant Girls?
Oh my God, this I love a sassy little bitch. I do. But like the fact that it's always on the internet, it just makes me so scared at a young age. Like you remember those Facebook videos you would leave on your friends' walls? Like for that to be around, that would be insane.
Yeah.
And that's just how people can track that. Like that girl's gonna apply for a job one day.
Yeah. And are her parents
or
like
she'll
regulating.
Just be a huge fucking influencer and never have to have a job ever.
Yeah,
those are the most dangerous people.
But all
you know?
all of them would bully the fuck out of me. I know that.
I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah. I'm sucking in every time I walk past a 13-year-old. I'm
she pushed me
much.
Into a locker.
That is the vibes for sure. We talked about this a little bit, but I was really against the whole like, you know, retinol serum on a 13-year-old and like that whole obsession. And the internet of it all does scare me, like them always wanting something new and all this, the beauty standards and blah, blah, blah. But when I was 13, I was like, you know.
Oh, I had different.
I was sucking dick behind a Chili's. Like.
I hate when you talk about 13-year-old you sucking dick.
I
really
don't think
do
I was
that.
Actually sucking dick at 13.
Okay.
It's more of a mindset.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. It's just a vibe. No, I also like Chili's is just such a funny word to say. Airport Chili's, you were sucking dick behind it. Airport Chili's is next level fucked up.
Airport Chili's might be my heaven on earth.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Airport Chili's is your rock bottom.
I'm starving.
I couldn't disagree more. Like, I'm not. Everything else is rock bottom in comparison to Airport Chili's.
The only joy you've ever had was at an Airport Chili's.
You know what's crazy? Growing up, I thought that, like, I truly thought Chili's was like fine dining. No, I'm not kidding at all. Like, if we got to go to Chili's, that was like,
I agree.
I was like, oh my God, my family goes to dinner.
But now I'm choosing Chili's over fine dining. Yeah. I thought a guy was my soulmate for a year.
The most versatile menu
Chili's
behind
tattoo.
Fucking Cheesecake Factory. If you could only eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
A Mexican restaurant.
That's not a restaurant. That's a genre. That's a genre.
That's a genre. You go, that's a culture. No, like a hole in the wall Mexican restaurant. Like any of them.
Okay.
That has like enchiladas.
You are not destined for a long life. Anyway.
What's yours? I feel like you want me to ask.
I want you to ask so bad. That's exactly. First of all, the only time I ever ask a question is because I want to be asked myself.
She sat there. She goes, anyone?
Cheesecake Factory. They have the most versatile menu that has ever existed. You could order literally just grilled chicken and fucking collard greens.
Do they put calories next to it?
They do.
I don't fuck with that.
They do, but why would you have to look at the menu? You can order anything you could possibly think of off the top of your head.
It's
any
like
Mexican
it's a small
food.
World, kind of how you go through all the cultures.
You do. Yeah. It is. That's exactly what it is.
I do think putting the calories by shit is like homophobic.
Should be
though.
Illegal.
It's like gaslighting. You know? It's
gatekeeping, girl bossing.
It's triggering. I feel like Demi Lovato when she walked into that yogurt shop.
Dude, that shit was so crazy.
It was an intense time for everyone.
For them.
I get where she was coming from, to be honest.
Just like whenever there's a small business involved, leave them alone is my rule.
Yeah. That's such a good fucking rule.
Like if there's a small, you support small businesses regardless. You walk in and they punch you in the face and you go, I fucking support women in the arts. Even though no women work here. I love small businesses. They burn your fucking, you burn the place to the ground because you love the small businesses.
I agree with that 100%. That. Absolutely. I need to keep that in the forefront of my mind because I could just see me getting like rogue, even on tour. You know what I mean? I'm just having a bad day. I'm in a weird waffle shop. Why did I say waffle shop? There's not such thing as waffle shops. I'm tired.
We're so fucking tired. But I'm so excited for your tour because this like
you're like thinking as you go. You're like, I'm so excited for your tour because
she's got her brain on.
No, I'm so excited because I feel like this wasn't your plan initially, and it was like. I don't know how this happened.
She's like, I don't know how this happened. Wait,
you know, I love a natural, like, you found yourself.
I should
yourself.
Be a big
like,
hunker.
I never wanted to be a stand-up comedian. I just found myself there one day.
I love that about you.
And, but that's what I, like, you guys naturally are 100%. Performers. And you aww. Did it in a lot of different forms. Also, like, your TikTok performance is, like, right now.
Absolutely.
And, who can talk to the camera that long and keep people's attention?
I have to go over a minute or I'm not making any money.
Oh, is that why?
Sometimes I'll have
she's
to like
milking
if
it.
If I'm at 48 seconds, I'm like, fuck, I have to start over. You know, slower.
You're writing an essay and you have to hit like 1,000 words.
Word count or like the discussion post where I'm like, I loved what you said. Yeah, literally exactly like that.
Trisha Paytas really put me onto that. Like she was like, you gotta go over a minute. Like that's where the big bucks are at. And now I'll get her a TikTok of hers on my For You page and she'll start it with like 20 seconds of silence. And I'm like, you go, girl. I watch it all.
But I will I want never, ever, ever scroll past business. Something that she posts.
You know, I've never met Trish.
Oh, she would love you.
Hannah Berner and Trisha Paytas would feed that's girlhood.
That's girlhood. But you know what? It's not meant to be yet. I haven't hit that realm yet. And I don't, you know, it'll
Trisha
happen.
Paytas is like ayahuasca. Like you don't go looking for it.
No.
It's like when it comes to you, that's like, do you know what I mean?
Wait, have you done ayahuasca?
Fuck no. I'm not, dude, my chiropractor, this is the most LA story you're ever going to hear. I was at my chiropractor the other day and he's like cracking me. He also cracks Beyonce, which is just so funny. Like his realm of clients.
I want to crack Beyonce.
He was telling me about, you know, what Bae's spine was doing. And then he's cracking
HIPAA.
Me. And he was telling me.
He's lying.
You're A2.
Remind me, I have a story about that.
You should see Bae's A3. It's fucked up. Wait, I love chiropractic, actually.
So much. It's weirdly sexual. It kind of turns me on. I'm not going to hold you. Not my... We're good.
It's a release.
But he was telling me about how he was in an ayahuasca experience and everyone around him started puking and shitting themselves.
Yep.
And eating it because they wanted the ayahuasca to go back in their body.
Oh. I don't like that.
No.
I know... Yeah.
That's culty.
We have a friend who dated a girl who did ayahuasca and then now like literally people go looking for her and find her in like the middle of the alley. Like waving sticks.
I'm not stable enough for ayahuasca.
Not kidding at all. And she was brilliant. She was like a biochem major. She was I was her assistant in my sorority.
When I was younger, one of my older cool friends told me a story about taking acid and how it like repeats on her. Like every now and then she's like back in the trip.
Can't you like crack your back and all of a sudden you're tripping again?
I got so scared by that. I'm like, I'm not smoking a cigarette. I don't take any drugs. Like I took, you know what my ayahuasca is? Melatonin. That shit is my ayahuasca.
I can't even take it
up on melatonin.
I feel like I have to crawl out of my skin if
no
I take melatonin.
No one warns you. Mm-mm. They just like give it away.
And melatonin then your dreams are so scary. Yeah.
Uh-uh. I see my dead grandma frequently in my melatonin dreams.
I always see my dead grandpa.
In your dream.
My
promise?
Grandpa lives in my dream. Every night my grandpa's in my dream. And he's
no
my
one's
best
visiting
friend.
Me.
And I love
Dude,
him.
Dude. I like.
That was the saddest thing I've heard in so long.
It's okay.
Do you have people who've passed?
Not plenty.
She goes, no one cares. No one's even checking in. Not one.
Taking their time.
Not even a nightmare.
Anyway. I get all weird and existential.
Maybe you just don't remember your dreams.
Oh, I remember them so vividly. I can't take
melatonin
anymore.
I'm trying to get you out of this.
Melatonin's too. I've moved on. to bigger and better things.
No, I'm like not over my grandpa's death.
Oh, no.
If we're being honest.
Podcast four of the day. You're like, yo,
I'm running out of topics. Can we talk about my dead grandpa?
Yeah.
No, but then my husband.
Who?
You're like confusing the two.
My grandpa. I'm like, wait. Both his not to brag, but both his parents are dead. So I can't complain about my grandpa being dead because he goes, oh, but you have both your parents. Why don't you stop being so selfish?
And dude, I'm like, does he actually say
had
that?
A relationship just like that, except like they were
joking.
Alive.
Like, my grandpa used to love tea. Like, he'd always want to drink tea. And I saw tea and I was like, reminds me of my grandpa. And he goes, at least your parents are alive. And I'm like, I just want to fucking moan for my grandpa.
Clinton.
That did happen. That did happen to her.
Are both his parents dead?
No, but he was pretending they were.
Oh my God.
You know the story. Anyway.
Well, I'm really sorry about your dead grandpa. I hope you never did a Clinton again.
You know what? You can talk to me about it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to listen to you anytime.
No,
my parents are alive.
Do you think your grandma's watching you?
Can I say something horrible? Do you ever, like, I have flashes of dead people I know whenever I'm masturbating. Wait. Anyway, I'm not kidding, because if they are watching.
Can I say something?
Same.
It's so scary. Wait, I'm not kidding. This is serious, and I don't know why no one's taking me seriously. Because I think about it. I'm not kidding. I won't do it without something covering me. Because if somebody is watching over me, all they can see is my face.
Wait, so you masturbate under covers?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
Like with a flashlight?
Well, like, my face can be out, but, like, that's all they're seeing.
But you pretend you're not masturbating? But
yeah, I'm, like, I'm conscious of the faces I'm making.
Because
I do that sometimes. Grandma too. Could be there.
I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Like, I feel really seen in her.
Well,
I
believe in mediums. I believe in ghosts and stuff. So I'm like, what if she wants to check in on me? She shows up in my room and she's like, oh, God.
But what about having sex?
That's a performance art. I'm like,
that's woman in the arts. And one and two and three and four.
Not kidding. Sex sometimes can feel like an eight count. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just like,
for sure.
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like you have a whole bit on that, don't you?
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. 5, 6, 7, 8.
And
how riding, like, I have a whole thing about the rhythm and
talk
how.
To me. Oh, when you both get, like, off.
You're both off.
Or
and then
she said when, like, you're both accidentally going the same way and nothing's
and
even
entering.
Yeah, and
he hasn't been in you for, like, three minutes. And you're just like, that is so good. And then you could potentially snap his dick if things go awry.
I love that you looked the only man in the room dead in the eye when you
said
that.
That was so fucked up that I did that. I actually was looking at the camera and he happened to be there, but. We're connected on that.
You're downstairs.
Can I ask him a question? Am I allowed to talk to the man?
Yes, you are.
Is like he allowed to speak? Him in a cage.
Of
he has, course, a,
he has a mic and everything.
What are dicks made out of?
I think it's just like blood and tissue, right? Something like that.
I think that's accurate. I asked a guy last night and he said meat. And I gagged on stage.
I don't like thinking about the fact that we are literally made of meat. Army Hammer.
Was he really a fucking cannibal?
Yeah. I think. I don't know. I heard he chews tampons.
He chews tampons.
I don't know. I've had a long day.
I feel like I would sell my tampons for money if things went awry.
I think I agree with that fully. Do you ever take out a tampon?
Oh, yes. No, I don't like
it. And you're like,
yes, it was funny.
Yeah.
And it.
And I agree with whatever you're about to say.
And you're just kind of like, good job.
What? When it's intact and you're just like, that's a solid one.
Or it's like fully full, but it's kind of like pretty red. And you're like, damn, I did a good job with that one.
No.
You know what I'm 10 out of 10.
And like when you take out a tampon and there's barely any blood and it's coming out and it feels like.
Yeah,
you know, and then
that.
You're like, that was a bad job.
Do you ever put your tampon in slightly at the wrong angle and it just ruins your entire day?
The entire day. And what are you going to do? Pull it out?
I did that for 3 years of my life, I think.
Oh my God. You know that I used to think you were supposed to leave the applicator in.
That's sadder than whatever you said earlier. That shit was fucked up.
I'm not kidding. I'm actually not kidding. I remember when I very first started my period and I was getting tampons, I was just putting them in wrong. But I, so then you know how you like leak when you put it in wrong? But I thought that I just had the heaviest flow and the widest set vagina money could buy. So I kept going up in sizes. So I kept going up in sizes until I was at like ultra, but I was like a virgin. And it was like, and then maybe that's why when I lost my virginity, it didn't hurt. And I'm still talking. Please stop me anyway now.
Dilating.
I use pads until. Why do I feel like we're just going around saying the most embarrassing thing we can think of?
Yeah. Are we going to want to cut this whole thing?
We're like, let's see who has the most fucked up story. No, I used pads till I was 18 because my mom told me to.
I get behind that.
Like a thing from like moms, they use pads. And then I was in college one day and I got my period freshman year and I was like, does anyone have a pad? And they were like, and then my friend was like, we have a tampon. And I was like, and she was like, do you need me to do it? And I
it's
was
probably
like,
better for you. Tampons are like so bad for you. But I know just, someone who got toxic shock and lost her
a
legs.
Pad is dehumanizing to
her
me.
Legs,
I'm sorry.
Plural.
She lost her what?
Legs.
From toxic shock.
It happens. They have to amputate.
Is it because she left it in too long?
She like, she started feeling sick and then literally like someone found her like days later and she was like, and then.
You really hit the Stephen Hawking there.
For the demo. But yeah, she had to have amputate her legs. I don't really actually know what the middle steps were, but.
How's she doing now? She's a spokeswoman.
She is. She really is. She says no tampons. I'm a free bleeder, personally. Not always.
Well, I do that thing where, like, after 3 days, I'm like, we're good.
Me too. It's like the same thing I was saying. Like, it's like I can manifest it ending, and I really think it works.
Yeah, it's like when it's raining outside and you don't want to use the umbrella, and you're just like, can you stop?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Absolutely. I'm just not going to use an umbrella so it stops.
100%.
It doesn't work, but.
Yeah, blood on the ankles. But like, I'm not putting in a tampon after day three. And that's just, why does blood on the ankles sound like a fucking like Post Malone album?
I kind of like it. You heard it here first.
That should be your next. Oh, I'm like very invested in your music career.
That's so fucking
that
unfortunate
should be
for
your
me.
Next. Like if you had like an Olivia Rodrigo moment where you're like.
Bold
like,
of you to assume.
Blood on your ankles. I can't sing.
I think you slayed
me either.
It. No,
you,
nobody
you
here
have a good
sing.
Voice.
I think we all don't sing.
If I could undo one thing from my. No, there's so many actual other things I should probably
so
undo.
One
no,
of the things.
People love it. That's my favorite thing about all our like tour announcements now is everyone's using her songs on it. So when I repost it, it's like,
who
without
fucking
you.
Said something to make you feel less than about
Hannah,
that?
Are you deaf? The music, Hannah.
I don't know if I've listened to it. No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was so, you were no, young me. And it was a cool, fun
Hefner
thing to
slays.
Do.
I think it was a fun
Hefner?
Time.
Oh, that's a
oh,
bop.
You're gonna have you heard it?
Yes.
I yeah. wish I did like weird porn, like at this point, other no. than music. Like I it really? Just wasn't. It just wasn't for me. I wanted a bag and I chased that bag and it
oh, so someone kind of pushed you into it to make money?
I kind of saw this was
you're,
I started
you're Britney Spears of YouTube.
Yeah, I've been like in a conservatorship. It was during the time of the YouTube, there was a YouTube diss track era where everyone was doing that.
Oh,
and
I remember that.
So then I entered that and then just kept doing it because I like saw the success of it. And it's just, you just can't undo it. I don't know.
I did reality TV. We can't judge.
What did you do on reality television?
Oh, no, I just was on Bravo. Like you want to try different ways to like entertain. And then sometimes you're like, I feel uncomfy or like, I don't think people.
What was the show?
It was called Summer House.
I'm educated.
It's okay.
I'm a real fan.
No, I like prefer when people don't
me.
Watch it. Yeah, but also like
I'm gonna watch it all
I
tonight.
I do like reality TV. I did like reality TV, but I don't.
I did. I also had a reality TV stint, and it's not for me. I think that once you produce your own content, and
you're so right,
you're like liberated in that. You don't ever want to have someone else.
Also,
do it
I do like have a producer control. Mind where I'm very. Yeah, I'm like, let's make this a good show. Let's make this fun. Mm. What do you need? And then you're not focusing on like how people can fuck you.
Yeah. And they will every time.
And if you're an outgoing woman and you talk enough,
they have
so
much to
easy.
Use and so many directions
it's
they
so
can go
easy.
With whatever you've said.
Yeah, it's so easy. Like in 30 minutes, how many sarcastic jokes am I going to make?
That can be just delivered as real. Exactly. I've talked
evil.
About this like a lot on the, I've talked about this just a lot, but on my MTV show, they would often use shit I would say on the mic, but like in the bathroom during the cutaway. So it would be like a drone shot
the
of Hollywood.
The back of my head said so much shit. It was crazy. And some of it were wild lines that I'd send months later that I didn't know there was a context to.
Yeah.
And you don't think it's drama. And then you're getting all this drama for a wild line you sent in a bathroom 10 months later during edits.
They're like, can you say fuck this? And then you they put it dumb. After like abortion.
Yeah, you feel so dumb.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is awesome. This is sick.
No, they once had me send like a where's someone, like asking where someone is. Cause he came late to the house, and then they played it 100 times in one episode, and everyone's like, Hannah's obsessed with him. And
I was shut like, up. I thought you were gonna say he was dead. Cause so.
But like, I didn't even flirt with the guy, and then Twitter was all like, Hannah's obsessed with him. I'm like, why would they say that? And then I watched it, and I was like, you dumb bitch.
That's evil.
You dumb little bitch.
And then
bitch.
You have like a breakdown because of it. And if you keep shooting reality shows, then you're like mentally unhinged, and then they like, it's such a.
Well, then you get stuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why, honestly, TikTok saved my life. And Zillow, because TikTok, I was able to just, I just wanted to create content that was myself.
I love
and if people
TikTok
hated it, I was like, fine. But the algorithm's so fun. Like, it finds people that like fuck with you.
Yeah.
I would say it's like the girls who laugh really loud and don't care.
Aww.
That's like who I want to fuck with.
That was so sweet.
It is sweet. TikTok's my favorite platform.
I mean, absolutely. You're both like my entire FYP, so I feel like I'm hanging out with you all the time.
I'm so sorry.
That is so nice.
I mean, it's both contrasting energy. She's always like in a plain room.
Yeah, I just sit
with,
in my
like,
bed
her
all
makeup
day long.
Done. Where Skin you're,
on glow. My makeup is not done.
You're in the middle of the ocean somewhere. Dan is always like
hair extension on my face.
In like, a private jet somewhere. It together, it's honestly, it's perfect.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with your TikToks. I don't know if I've ever actually told you this, but that I watch so every nice. Single one. I like, I wanted to do a deep dive on your TikTok on the podcast.
I don't think
go through every single one and make her watch it and be like, what was the motive behind this?
No, but you just have so many good takes on there that I think
you
we should
do.
Delve you. Deeper into. Can we go back to masturbation for a second? I need to get something off my chest.
I was about to say that too.
Sometimes you ever feel like you need to masturbate, but you don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like,
an itch.
It's a chore.
Like an itch you don't want to scratch.
And I like feel like that more often than not. Like I'm not like so turned on that I like need to. It's just more like, oh my God, okay. It's like, you
like
know,
a workout so you can like go on with your day.
Yeah. Or it's like an everything shower, you know, like you can only put it off for so long and then you like you have to do it.
I do think we're better people when we masturbate. We don't go too long without it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get scared because you know how like sometimes when you do like certain drugs or something, I know you don't do any drugs, but well, neither do I.
I mean,
but like you can have like too much like serotonin or whatever it is. And then you like borrow it. And then after that, you're like super depressed. I feel like if you masturbate too much, you're going to be depressed after.
And you're like walking with a limp the next day.
Yeah.
No, I need to finish my thought though.
Oh, okay.
So frequently I don't masturbate to like porn. I just will like answer my emails.
See, that's where something bad
or, like,
can happen.
Like scroll on TikTok, but then I'll get like an Alex Earl video, and I'm like, "This is weird." I'm not masturbating to Alex Earl.
No,
I'm
that's
just like,
when
see, that's not consistent.
You can get a weird kink doing that because you'll see something, and then the only way you're able to come is like when your accountant sends you like a W-9. Like something bad could happen with that.
Yeah, that's
the wrong
dangerous
wind.
Territory.
No, or just like to a show
because you don't want to get too. You're saying you don't want to get so turned on that it becomes like a whole shebang. You just
well,
want
to no,
do it.
Sometimes it's like yeah, like I am, and then that's like fun and whatever. But sometimes it's just like I feel like you're my vagina, like the alarm's going off.
Sometimes I've trouble,
and I just have to like turn the alarm off.
I think it's like an OCD thing, but sometimes I have trouble stopping. Do you ever like, because you could have multiple orgasms and you're just
oh,
like,
yeah.
Do we just keep going?
Run this back. I agree with that. See, I'm all or
keep
nothing
going
as well.
As long as you, because it's like, it's, you know, like,
yeah.
It's excited.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, what are we doing?
I just came 30 times. No, I get that.
And you don't even want to come anymore. You're just like, I can though.
Yeah.
But I think that's like
comforting.
I should probably
talk to
a therapist about that.
See, I guess same.
That's why I struggle with therapy. Like I would just simply never say that to a therapist. I would get too scared.
You're
shy.
The page. Page. I. She says she doesn't, but I know she lies to her therapist.
Oh, I 100% do, and then I'm like, I'm wasting all my money.
Where I will like, I will say so. I will say everything because I'm like, let's make this productive.
Therapist can't tell anyone, so I'm like,
listen. I know, but I do. Like for some reason, it's just like
out.
It's crazy because it's like I'm right now. I'm talking about it, and like. You know, people are listening, but like, God forbid I tell one lady who's sitting in an office.
I've never had like a really profound therapist though.
Neither I've had the worst therapist. I like cycled through so many when I was like in my little episode.
There's so many bad therapists out there.
One therapist literally told me, she goes, I think you just need to get a new boyfriend. I was like, well, that's how I got here. So
yeah,
I don't think I do.
I told my therapist literally for like weeks, like all about my childhood. And she looks me dead in the fucking face. This and she tells me, I feel like you just need to hug your inner child. No shit, Sharon.
This isn't a Pinterest board.
Yeah, it was so, like, that was actually genuinely her only takeaway to me. And I was like, who licensed you?
Also, as someone who, I, like, ruminate a lot, sometimes I don't need to continue talking about the issue. I actually have to, like, like go for a hot girl walk. Like that's better than me. Yeah, I need to put shit to rest. And you need to talk about stuff. Like I'll do something for 3 months. And then I stopped therapy for a bit because I was like, I don't need to repeat this shit.
Yeah, like you're not even thinking about it, but now all of a sudden you're in therapy and you are thinking about it.
And then like it's a couple hundred dollars, so you're like, fuck, I need to. And then you're like creating problems where there aren't problems.
Well, now I need therapy because I'm broke because I'm doing therapy.
But you're getting those TikToks up.
That's true. That helps.
But tonight she has a 10-minute TikTok. It's just like,
I'm like, so.
But you're so right. It is a cycle. Like I, at one point, was just talking to my therapist about how I'm too busy and I don't say no to things. And I'm like, I literally don't have time. Like I'm stressed because I should be doing work right now and I have to do this therapy session. And then I was like, she's like, you have to have boundaries with people. And I'm like, okay, I think we should stop these. And she was like, no.
Not that kind.
And I had this weird, like, is she testing me?
Yep.
But I was literally needed therapy because I was stressed that I didn't have enough time. Yeah. And therapy was taking up all my time.
Yeah, that's how I like started to feel after a while. I did. Well, it's because I didn't feel like I was making progress. I would be down for it to take up all my time if I felt like I was learning profound shit. Dude,
you definitely need waves of it.
Chelsea Handler wrote this book called Life Will Be the Death of Me.
I love it. I love
such
it.
Such a good book.
The only book
I've
ever read.
It was so good. And the entire book is about her sessions with her psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need this person. I need this psychiatrist, whatever. Yeah. And I go to reach out to him. And Chelsea Handler made him so famous now that he's just doing seminars. And I'm like, God damn it.
That was the most LA shit, though, to be like, I'm reaching out to that guy. And I'll find, he probably lives like a couple blocks away. Or it's like Jonah Hill. He came out with that thing with the therapist.
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
Everyone was crazy about it, and then like 2 months later everyone's like, Jonah Hill's a monster.
Yeah, and yeah, he probably needs a better therapist even, honestly.
I don't think you should be buddies with your therapist. That's giving, there's a problem.
Absolutely 100% agreed.
But I would be that therapist. I'd want everyone to like me. I'd be like, I'm like fun therapist.
I'm like the cool therapist. Hey, fucking pop those pills. Fucking keep gaslighting.
I
go, look,
I won't tell anyone.
I would love to be a therapist, like hearing people's drama.
Yeah, I would. Being a therapist would be so fun because I love to like psychoanalyze and all that shit.
That's what I feel about what you guys can do on your tour. Like I do crowd work because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
Like I know, like I love my jokes, but then sometimes I'm on the road and I'm like, let's fuck around. How did you two meet? Why are you wearing that shit? Like, it's actually very fat. Because where else can you walk up to random people and just ask them anything?
It's so true. We don't utilize like that enough with our crowd work. Like just asking them fucking
anything. I know
anything.
We need to, honestly.
But it's hard when you're in big theaters to navigate the crowd.
So I'm a little nervous about that because I know we've done only literally like one theater, I think. Yeah. And now this new tour is like almost all theaters. And it is a different energy because they're not right there.
I know you feel like you're in a Broadway play.
Yeah.
Because the stage is so big. It's just, it's not as intimate feeling. And it is different, but you'll get used to it very quick.
Well, the only theater show, she was like literally like pink, like in the crowd like this. It was crazy.
I got bold. I was in fucking seat like 35B, like
but
sitting
then
with the people.
I'm on the stage like.
Yeah, we didn't have a rhythm.
Everyone's like, Brooke didn't say one word. I'm like, fuck.
It's like a page. Famously doesn't ever stand up during the show, and I'm all over the fucking stage just like skipping, doing the worm.
That's so funny.
And Paige is in her perfect outfit.
She's just
sitting
like
there.
That's so awesome. I'm like angry pacing, like gut out, like not like no
oh,
posture.
I'm so fucking bloated by the second show.
Dude, absolutely every single time. I like, I'm bad with that. People, I need to fix my posture. I could literally, I could be
me too,
tiny as a needle, but I
camera
sit,
from
like,
every fucking angle. The amount of stories that I get tagged in, I'm like, oh my God, I have to
well
die.
Everyone tags you walking out and you realize that's the moment you have to be like,
you're so right. I need to get better at that. And it's also like my outfit choices. I think this tour I'm gonna take it easy. Like I don't need nobody's tie up fishnet eyelet lace dress with stirrups.
Well, it's like it was so many shows, so I just started getting lazy with it, and it was like a tank top and jeans. But then I'm like, why am I in front of thousands of people in a fucking t-shirt and jeans?
No, but because the outfits are different when you're performing. And that's why I think if you think about women in comedy, historically, it's the worst fashion because either you're like, I don't want to distract with a crazy outfit. I want to be comfortable on stage. I want to be able to walk around. And fashion doesn't always mix. But then you don't want to be in a fucking sequin blazer like every female comic.
Yeah.
So I deal with that all the time. And people will make fun of my outfits and I'll be like, I put on a blazer because I was fucking bloated and I didn't want to wear the dress. I'm wearing these shoes because my feet were killing me because I've been on tour for 3 weeks wearing
heels.
Who
fucking cares? They're not on stage.
It's true. But I want to find something that like girls feel comfortable with. So you kind of find like a Steve Jobs type thing. That's why
I said that, like my uniform. Literally.
I was wearing like a tube top with cargos in different colors for a while. I did have an Amazon dress that Paige made me burn, a black dress that I wore every fuck. And she was like, you can't wear that anymore.
That is so us coded.
I do though. I have like a uniform, yeah. Like I'll wear different variations of the exact same outfit.
Cause always. It works.
Cause I'm like,
and you don't know what you're going to be in the mood for that night. Like, you know, you plan an outfit and then the night comes and you're like, I'm not wearing that tonight.
Yeah, at all.
I'm not in an orange mood. And everyone's staring at your crotch the whole time. When you're and
why
stand
would you
up,
say that?
When you're standing up, no, when you're
I'm like, oh no, I had a thought I've never had.
You fucking sabotage it. No, when you're doing stand up, I just feel like your pussy is like in everyone's mouth. Whoa. So like I that's why I'll wear like a baggy pant or like a skirt. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be
yeah, you can't be camel toed up
the whole time. I mean, I don't mind a camel toe if you own it.
Camel toe is really like it has such a negative rap to it. Camel toe's got a bad rep.
Yeah, why don't guys think it's hot?
Yeah, why doesn't everyone think it's hot? I'm into a camel
toe.
Yeah,
we like the gray sweatpant, like dick print.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What, does camel toe mean that you have like a certain shaped pussy?
Oh, here we go again.
Trigger warning.
Oh. Matt Rife is so mad right now.
No, he loves a camel toe because honestly, I think it's the innies that struggle with that.
With the camel toes?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Also, Khloe Kardashian was like kind of the queen
She's
of
famously
the
known for
toe.
Her big fat. She says it. Her big fat camel toe situation.
Every time I comment on a Kardashian, I get no brand deals.
No,
from
she loved it. She was like, she owned it. That was like her brand for a little.
No more of that for me. Do you know yesterday or when I went on Howie Mandel's shit the other day, he was asking me all about that, the Matt Rife like vagina situation. I was like imagining myself 10 years old watching Deal or No Deal.
Thinking
and I
was Howie, like, Howie Mandel's asking me about Brooke's my vagina. Vagina. Right now.
And I was like just trying to explain the lore to him and I don't think I could get through.
Yeah, I got
was
tagged.
Was that like a note from his producer that he like
no,
didn't
it was
fully
actually,
read through?
I think he was genuinely curious, which
he
makes
did
it even
on
funnier.
Another podcast too. I was like, this is kind of, I just choose to ignore the. Honestly, that was one of those things that you said, like what we've done today where you say it just being funny and like it becomes something that follows
no,
you.
You're so
people
right. You
are
never
commenting
know.
Like, howdy. People are like, beef curtains. I'm like, what?
That's wild.
Like you're
shit.
Picking it up off the floor. It's,
I know, like
wild.
I can tie it in a knot and it's fine. You know what? If I could, amazing.
Tying your pussy in a knot would be sick as hell.
I know.
Just saying. Also, like, let's not all walk around acting like we have, like, we don't all have uneven pussies.
Yeah. I say this every single time, but it's just like genitals are weird in general. And I don't know how we've gotten to a point where we are like critiquing genitals. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but then I, you know,
so
I accidentally became this like spokesperson for
the community.
It's a true accident.
But you know what? People don't talk about it. And I think there's probably girls who have been shamed for it before. And then they see you and they're like, she's so confident and beautiful and amazing. And I wish I had a pussy like Brooke.
Well, it was just crazy because I've never like,
not a joke.
Some of the
I did get a good amount of DMs from girls being like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed about it. But I truly have never been, I've never even thought about that.
Some
ever
of the hottest
life.
People, no. Like Audi vaginas are just as hot as any vagina.
Because it's like flowers. And sometimes people want like a beautiful flower.
I couldn't agree more. I don't understand. I had like, I was going somewhere with this. Now I'm just thinking about your vagina.
Oh yeah, well, I'm so glad. So are way too many people, to be honest.
It's hot. You have a good puss.
Yeah, it's great. Honestly, I think about like now I'm thinking like I should leak my nudes. Not kidding, because I'm like I need people to know it doesn't dangle to my knees. But like honestly, but then I'm like now that I'm this spokesperson, I'm like you know what? Maybe it does dangle to my knees. And if it did, slay.
Do you know John Hamm? How he has that photo of like his dick while he's walking? There's like a paparazzi photo, and his dick looks huge. That's how I envision you do a paparazzi photo with just like two long cucumbers down your leg and everyone's like
just a flap on each side. Oh no.
No.
How do we get here?
How do we get here? You're talking about Howie Mandel.
I don't know, but too many minutes on my vagina.
I think you
by
should
now.
Go, just go sit down on Howie Mandel's podcast, mini skirt, open your legs and say Deal or No Deal, motherfucker. That's just me.
Well, he was just trying to understand why there was drama around it, or he.
Yeah, I think he was just really confused. Yeah, the whole situation.
He got lost.
And it's like Howie Mandel doesn't age, though. By the way, and I like forget that he's like almost 70.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's like
probably because he's never touched anything.
I know he put his arm around my shoulder, and
he did?
I farted.
Oh my God, don't tell him that. He'll never have you back.
I didn't know what to do.
Speaking of vaginas, I do have to say I like speaking on stage to like make people feel less alone about stuff. So I started this, speaking of bald men, this bit about bald men and how I'm jealous of their like beautiful bald head because I wish my pussy was that smooth. Because I have like really bad ingrown hairs for a long time because I was a tennis player and it would just like rub. Yep. And then I have like dark Italian hair and it just was like a night. I would go to the beach and I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
We're back to us just saying things that are have something else. But like, I want to normalize.
Like razor burn.
And then like ingrowns, like an ingrown hair. What is that? You have one job. Be a fucking hair.
Yeah.
And then it decides to like.
I agree with that.
Unibomb down. Yeah. And then people are shaving. And then
I started angry tweezing. Like if I get an ingrown hair, I'll just, and then it hurts so bad. And I'm like screaming over my puss.
And people don't talk about it enough. Yeah. And then, but I do recommend laser, except once I got my perineum burned.
What's a perineum?
It's like between the
Did you just call a fucking gooch or a perineum?
I thought it was a perineum for a while, which is actually a flower, like your pussy. And no,
I'm never going to escape this.
No, I talk about my uneven labia a lot. I talked about it on Trevor's pod.
Now I want to like
people lost their
mind out and measure
like guys, like men.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anywho.
You know what's really funny is... What did you say? I hate them.
She just goes, anywho.
Oh. When we were downstairs and you started talking to me, and then when you were just talking to Aaron, I had the same thought. Bit, I like you so much because I'm a girl, but if I was a man, I would be like, I just know you rip men like a new one frequently. Like you might be the president of humbling men. You might really be the president.
Wait,
of
that's
humbling
the nicest
men.
Thing anyone ever said about me. But you know what it is? I think it's because I do love men, and it's like I'm not just out here being mean. I
think
love.
You're really curious. I like about to, what's going on.
I like to build them up and break them down and build them up. And it's a kink for me.
I think it's also like when I notice myself loving men too much, I have to like run that back and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
And I think humor is such like a male kind of thing because that's like we get guys from being beautiful and guys get girls from being funny and smart or whatever. Yeah. So when I can out funny a guy, it like changes the power dynamic. And I think I like that.
Oh, you're like big dick in him.
I agree. Kind of
like
that.
But then I also like being like, but I also can be like nice sometimes, you know? So it's like no. You can't put. I don't want people to be able to put me in a box. So the second he's like annoyed, then I say something that like makes him be like, oh, she's cool.
All they need is a little validation.
The men at my shows, they're starting to like enjoy it too much because they like attention.
Yeah.
So it's backfiring a little, like more men are showing up to my shows. So I have to figure something out.
What kind of audience do you think you have? Like mostly female or is it like kind of mixed?
It is crazy how I'll go from Fayetteville, Arkansas to like Seattle, Washington, and I'll have the same type of crowd. It's crazy.
What is it?
I love
it's
that.
All just like I'm biased, but it's just like really cool, smart, good-looking women and boyfriends scattered throughout, and like one zaddy that got lost.
I love
one
that.
Older man that got lost. It's the same every show, and the girls are just like the best.
Yeah, I hope
but
the
it's
zaddies
the algorithm.
Find our way to our
do you
show.
Get? Do you ever get the like bitter dragged boyfriends?
Those are the ones. Those are my favorites.
Yep,
because they show up and then I win them over, but I like. Through torture.
Yeah. I got a little too comfortable, like really shitting on the dragged boyfriends that I know there were a couple shows where they left like pissed.
Yeah. Because you want them to still be in on the joke. Then that's like the weird thing with crowd work. Because it is funny to just be me. Even in general podcasting, like I try to not use being mean as my humor.
I know.
That's something I had to unlearn.
It's so easy to be mean and get likes, especially talking about other celebrities, just being like, yeah, they fucking suck. Yeah. Or like, yeah, they look fucking stupid. So I think because I've gotten that attention myself or people being mean to me. Mm. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that to people. So it's kind of like.
Well, I've had like times where I'm at a stand-up show or something and someone gets like called out and made fun of and there's nothing positive about it, and then I just feel so awkward after that because I'm like, oh my god, that person probably feels like so embarrassed.
You're
kinda, and horrible.
You're just a bully on stage,
yeah,
and like everyone's laughing because they're not getting bullied, and that's not the vibe.
But
I want.
I think I would die if I like paid to go see somebody and then they just were mean to me and nothing else.
No, it's horrible. But like I can look at people and just be like, you look fucking stupid, and you look fucking stupid. But that's like actually like hack to me.
I agree with you 100%. And I've had to really like dial back on that. I think I had an era where that was like, because it is, it's low hanging fruit and people were doing it to me. And
yeah.
But my problem, I think, is like, if I went to a show of my favorite comedian and he cooked me up and down, like, I would love it. Like, I do have a weird mean kink.
Yeah, I guess if, like, Theo Vaughn called me, like, fugly, I'd be like, oh, my God, I want to fuck you so bad.
Well, because it's how they do it. Because you already like them.
Yeah.
But if it's just, like, a random person being fucking
you're
douchey.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, you're like, go fuck yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, but, and crowd work is a lot of, like, yeah, asking questions and it's contextual.
Yeah.
It matters who it's coming from and why.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I like to... I have the mic, so I'm in control, which yeah. is fun.
When you tour with Giggly Squad, do you guys do like crowd work then?
We do sometimes, but we have this thing, like we'll bring dudes on stage.
Talk to me. We need help.
We'll bring dudes on stage.
We just steal her whole show.
I will.
I highly recommend bring guys on stage because they don't want to necessarily be there. So it's like fun.
And everybody's like,
if they're too excited to be there, it like ruins it.
That's a fun bit if we brought one of the boyfriends on the stage at the end and was like, what did you learn?
That's funny.
That is funny.
So we'll do, I do some like hand on the street shit with the guys. And then we do Q&A because a show is not a TED talk.
Yeah.
Like it's actually a dance. It's really an experience between them and you. Like they're so part of the
so
show
smart.
Too. So yeah, it's like, you want to put yourself in everyone's shoes. Mm-hmm. And also like I get bored with myself talking too much.
Yeah. And that's the point. Like if they wanted to just watch the podcast, they could just watch the podcast.
Also,
like, that's
it's a
the
party.
Fun. Is it being interactive?
It's a party. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, what keeps the energy up? And that's how we try to like get the show measured. So wherever there's like low energy, be like, okay, let's switch this. So it stays like high. And yeah, we just have, and like, if you have fun, they have fun. That's
you're
my, like, two cents.
It's so funny because we've asked everyone under the sun for advice, people who tour, people who whatever, and everyone's like, just go out there and kill it. You're the only person who's actually like not sending us into this world tour blind. And I appreciate
yeah,
everyone's
you
so
like,
much.
Just be yourself. I'm like, who? No. First of all, don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's loaded
yeah,
question.
Wait, what?
Because it's so different than a live show, so different than a podcast.
Yeah.
It's completely different. But also, when you remember that, like, oh, people don't get to see you physically and it's such like a rush and it's so fun. Mm-hmm. Then you're kind of like, we're all here just like partying.
Yeah.
And keeping it up and having a good time.
I know I shouldn't be like so nervous, but like, because we literally
You've
already
been
did
doing
it, but
it.
I think it's just like so scary because this one feels so much bigger.
It does feel bigger and I don't think it's necessarily, at least for me, that I'm feeling nervous. It's pressure. Like when people pay to come sit down and watch you,
that's
like
what
I
want
to give them
the best show.
That's exactly what it is. I just feel like guilt almost. Like if somebody leaves and they're like unhappy with it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Especially when you put your all into
it. But also like you guys did not trick anyone to buy tickets. That's what I try to tell myself. Like you didn't force people. This is not a multi-level marketing scheme. You didn't twist their arm. They wanted to see you and you're going to give them your best. And
you're
a lot
right.
of that's like the mindset you have to have.
And you have to remember that it's, especially on Reddit and especially like on
Deleting.
Twitter and like all that shit, it's cool. It's attention grabbing to say I went here and had a bad experience.
Yeah.
And even if you absolutely give it your all, you do the entire time on stage, you're telling shit that's not on the podcast, you're telling your deepest, darkest secret, there's going to be someone occasionally.
Always going to be
occasionally that, you know, wants the attention of, you know, and I'm not saying that's every case,
but there's also the thing with, if you have that mentality, it's like stand up. Sometimes they say like, don't focus on the one person that looks like their arms are crossed. They don't want to be there. You can't go in being like, who's the one person who wants to shit on me on Reddit?
Yeah.
You have to go in with the mentality of like, I hope as many people have fun and I can't control the little things.
I'm like, you know what? I need to just get off. Seriously.
No, for sure. Well, you know your mental health and you know.
I know, but...
You know, they say it's like a car crash. Like you want to stop your car and look at it.
Yeah.
But like... Did you need to? Mm-mm. Especially if you aren't the one in the car crash.
Do you ever have a hole in your underwear and your vagina is like kind of hanging out of it? Like,
nope,
slightly?
Not me. Mine doesn't hang anywhere.
Yeah, hang was crazy after that whole talk. But
what
like,
if you could, what if you got it? You YouTubed a labiaplasty.
I could, but I don't even think mine's there yet. Like, I think it's I think, well, cause you, I think
well,
it's like your vagina
has an
like
innate
ages.
And she's been everyone's been
yeah, what if I've just been like made, like just, I just want to get
fun.
Attention. I know a couple girls who have gotten it, but like, I think you have to, it has to be like really out for you to, well,
what
no
they,
one has to get that.
No
but
one has to get
what
it.
Do they do? They cut?
Mm-hmm. They literally cut it off. We know a girl
oh,
like
you, don't
you,
care about
you know a girl. You know, I feel like it looks very like, well who did it. Like,
I know who you're talking about, actually. But I just, charcuterie board then after? Like, I don't.
Yeah, well, they
I'm
just
envisioning prosciutto.
They just turned it into a tiny little coin slot butt crack.
I would want to like keep the rest as like
put it on an earring.
I saw this girl on TikTok take her boyfriend's like dread and make it a keychain. And I've been begging my boyfriend to do that, and he won't.
Your boyfriend
say yes.
Doesn't have dreads.
No, but like his curls. Like I want to like. He's had braids before.
Cut it off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Braids are not dread. Wait, okay.
Just a lot.
Oh, I like that because then if you break up, you could voodoo him.
Yeah. Are you into that? Like witchcraft? Like, would you like?
I support it.
I stand with.
With the witches for sure.
I think that shit is so cool.
One more thing about pussies is that things are trendy. Like, what if like next year it's like every porn star is the girl with like. Outies in different ways.
Our like favorite porn star, like one of our good friends, literally, I'm not kidding, you could put us side by side and it's identical, and I'm like, why doesn't anyone say anything about hers?
Because outies are beautiful.
Yeah, that's what
she
I think.
She has the best vagina ever.
She has the
I don't have any friends perfect. Who are porn stars.
Really?
Yeah, they're not in New York.
Oh man.
Yes, they are, but the New York ones are so like grunge and different.
And she's on friends too.
Yeah, is she?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
She's a slut. She's a fan of the podcast.
What's her name?
And she's she's got huge natural tits. She's literally
she's the
perfect.
Hottest person alive.
She's the perfect.
I'm in love with her.
And she made a pocket pussy. Like she like literally took a mold of her vagina.
That's
and
what
guys
you
can
have
fuck
to do.
It. So honestly, buy hers.
That's what you have to do.
I would love to do that. I would love to just do the mold of it all.
Maybe,
I don't want to sell
maybe
one,
I do have to do that so that I can like kind of clear my name, honestly.
I would love nothing more than to mold your puss.
But yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Maybe for tour merch.
It's incredible.
I think it's a process.
You know, like
process,
George O'Keefe would do paintings of flowers, and it was like
really
going to
say JoJo.
What a reference!
Should I commission a
commission art, and that would be like
so down to paint that.
I support vagina.
Have you guys ever had a seizure? Either one of you?
No, my friend did. She like loved attention.
Fucking big meat.
That's something I would have faked as a kid for attention.
No, I mean she actually did love attention, but afterwards it was so scary. It was like I think she was taking a certain medicine that was mixing with the wrong thing, and it was like so dangerous.
Oh, that's terrifying. I had a dog that had seizures. I know that's not the
like
same
multiple
thing.
Times.
Oh, all the time. It was so sad.
Your dog was an attention seeker.
She was.
She's like, I'm hungry.
What happened? Like, it would just look like someone was like zapping.
And she just would all of a sudden just like seize. It was so sad.
That is really
baby.
Sad.
Baby.
Rip. Hazel.
We inherited her from my dead grandpa.
Speaking of rip of dogs, I was talking about this yesterday and it just like, it came to my mind. I haven't talked about it in a long time. Do you know that I had a childhood dog? Her name was Lily. Cute. And she was so cute. She was a shih tzu. She was such a slay. She was there for like all of my life. And then she was such a fucking slay. Lily, that bitch. I can make her sing and she go, arr. And she got like a cold or like some sickness that is like very much like you take it to the vet and it's like fine, like a cream or like, you know what I mean? I don't remember what it was.
Oh, and your dad put him down.
My
put
dad
down
just
home.
Went and put the dog down and came home with like groceries. Like, yeah, I got milk. I got eggs and I put the dog down. And I was talking about that yesterday and I was like,
that is so
that's
traumatizing.
That's the root of all your problems.
I was just going to say, like, I was thinking about that yesterday. And I was like, that had to have fucked me up more than I'm like, do you ever think about that? Like, I feel like shit didn't fuck me up. Like, genuinely. I'm like,
I feel
like I was
way.
Really sad at the time. Obviously, I like sobbed and like revolted. And like,
no,
of
I have
course.
Shit that happened to me that's fucked up. And I'm like, you didn't fuck me up.
Me too. But then something like much like smaller, if you're like really thinking about it, will like tear my life apart.
And then is that
that's
is
like
it manifesting?
Guys.
Like I had no issue with
like
my parents. Like literally,
1 week situationship will fuck you up so much more than a 4 year relationship.
100%.
That's so true. Like a man tells me to chill and I'm scream crying, but it's really about like Lily and dog.
Yeah, that's
heaven.
The thing. I think a lot of like what we because I was like that too. I was always like people would be like you're not affected. I'm like I really wasn't. But then now it's like reflected in like the way that I act and handle situations
or like the real trauma. You like create good coping mechanisms. Wait, this is adorable. Coping mechanisms.
It's like Bigfoot.
So like,
and
you're
a
not
girl.
Basing, you're not like dealing with this straight on, and you know how to deal with it. So when little things happen, you're not getting coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
I just saw a really traumatizing documentary.
Talk what was now.
It's called Chowchilla. It's actually not a good documentary.
Chowchilla?
Chowchilla. Did you see it?
It's like when the all the bitches after Coachella that were starving to eat. Sorry.
The documentaries people have to watch is Mother of God. What's the one where she turns silver? Mother God. It's really fucking good. This woman leads a cult through the spirit of Robin Williams. It's
I would fall every time.
You have
I would
to
be in that
watch
cult.
Mother God. And then American Nightmare just came out on Netflix, which is about kidnapping. It's
I just
really
watched
fucking
that.
Good.
I just watched that.
Those are all
Gone Girl is like one of my favorite movies, yes. Which says so much about me. But
it is a high, amazing movie.
Such a good movie.
This is the documentary. What documentary was I recommended?
Chowchilla.
Oh, Chowchilla. It talks about these children that got kidnapped at a young age and they ended up getting found, but they ended up using these kids as research of like what childhood trauma actually does to you. And they try to say the kidnappers shouldn't be arrested for the rest of their life because there was no physical harm. And they basically followed these children. They were like 6 years old when this happened. And it shows them like at 45 with like serious addiction problems and like suicide and all this stuff. Because of a 6-year-old kidnapping. That was super traumatic, but they try to argue like none of the kids got hurt.
How interesting. Have you seen like the things where people get kidnapped and then they want to stay with the people who kidnapped because it's like that's all they know. That's
Stockholm?
Their parent.
Yeah.
No, but not even in like a, yeah, well, yeah, I guess kind of.
Yeah.
But I've seen like someone who got kidnapped, but the parent just raised it completely, raised the kid like completely normally as a good, amazing parent. The kid was in sports, everything. Like they just couldn't have their own
that.
Kids.
I saw that.
Then like when the parents found him, the kid's like, this is my mom. Like I'm staying.
It's also a coping mechanism. So you don't have to admit like the fuckery that went down.
Just God, imagine how, have you seen Three Identical Strangers?
No, but I need to watch it.
It's so interesting. Have you? It's like literally three triplets who like randomly find each other in like later in life. And it turns out that they were all separated at birth, like adopted into different families of different socioeconomic
backgrounds,
stances, so that they could measure like how differently they grow up, but they all had exactly the same qualities, same hobbies, same everything. Yeah,
like a social experiment.
Yeah, but the kids all ended up going to this, or two of them ended up at the same college, and they like ran into each other and were like, huh?
You look just like me.
And then it was on the news, and then the third one was like, there I am. And so there were three of them, and it was like a whole thing, but they all like had
a
lot of trauma.
The birth parents did that as an experiment.
Well, the mom had given them up. And she didn't know that they were separated.
Oh.
And so it was the agency that she had given
used.
The kid, like they decided to do that. And they'd come in like months apart and like ask the kids questions and stuff as like an experiment, but nobody knew.
Oh my God.
It's so crazy. You guys have to watch it.
I totally
I'm not
understand
sleeping.
Though, having three kids and being like, actually, never mind.
Yeah, imagine being pregnant and like it was like, I think it was like a one night stand and then it's
three
triplets.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know if I want to have kids.
Completely understandable.
Wait, I think well, you have a lot of time.
No, I think I am going to have kids.
I would love for, I just think it's like,
you
I could picture you being like a boy mom.
Our kid is going to be so fucking sarcastic and annoying. Like we joke our kid's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Like, so that's, but like in the cutest way, but like
yeah, you
sassy.
Have
yeah.
Always have a little responsibility. What did you say? Did you talk back to mom?
I know I'm going to get like a Northwest, like my own punishment. You know what I mean? Like my own humbling.
That's what happens.
No, I'm going to get a Northwest too.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. But it's our learning journey. What does Kim say? She's my lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
If my mom called me a lesson, I'd ruin her.
No, I know. It's
that's pretty, like you can't say that.
And then the other two are not lessons. She's like, and they're perfect.
Well, but I mean.
And she's like, Shy is my little
think
princess.
About how Northwest is like, sup, ugly.
Like yeah, mom, yeah, she's like, you look so
that's
stupid.
My lesson. I'd be calling that kid some other shit.
We don't speak to people like that, Northy. You go, shut up, bitch.
I love her.
She's like,
my emphysema's acting up today. I don't have emphysema. I'm sorry.
You just like saying emphysema.
I love saying emphysema.
It's fun. I like saying emphysema too.
You guys.
I've got to stop saying words. I've got to stop saying words that I don't know. On this podcast,
we should do
a
word of the week
emphysema.
Where we learn a word and its actual definition.
I'm with that.
And then we use it in a sentence properly.
It's just like there.
Yeah. I used to have like a screensaver that was like that and I was learning a lot.
It's good.
The good old days.
Now it's just Reddit notifications.
I know. I'm not stimulated enough. I think I would be a lot smarter if I just put my time into things that mattered.
Dude.
Like reading.
Couldn't agree more.
I was, she like, goes, tomorrow I'm reading the dictionary.
Like at night, how I just like, I get like so high, I'm on a nebula, and then I play like Cut the Rope for like 2 hours. Like,
they say getting high adds to your anxiety. I'm sorry. That was so fucked up to say, but I'm trying to spread the word of Jesus.
I wonder. I don't know. I mean, maybe it does.
For sure it does.
Sometimes.
That's just what I heard. Just,
I don't know.
I get panicked. I get paranoid.
It does make me really anxious, but some people get like so used to it and then it starts being like,
it's actually strange how it can have like the complete opposite effect. Like, some people do it for anxiety and some people it gives anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I like really, it depends on the strain. And I know that sounds like such a, it depends on the strain.
No,
and
I used the other day, she told me, she goes, yeah. And I was like smoking flower. And I was like, what did you just say? She was like flower. And she's like, everyone says that. Nobody says that.
It's like when you're actually smoking like actual weed, it's called flower. Everyone says that, Brooke.
Tennis,
yeah, maybe in your circle.
I fear she ate.
She went like this too.
She ate. I fear. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
That's what the kids are saying, bro.
I've always noticed this. We've talked about this a lot, and I'm gonna just sound like a broken record if I don't really act on it. But like, you are who you surround yourself with. And lately I just
we're learning. We've been eliminating people.
Yeah. Like America's Next Top Model. I'm like, I have 9 idiots before me and only 8 of you will make it to the next.
No, Paige and I always talk like getting older, you have just fewer friends each year in the most like beautiful way.
Yeah. And it's great. Because
your energy is everything.
You know, I thought about it the other day because I was thinking like, if I were to get married right now, who would my bridesmaids be? And I can tell I haven't met a couple of them yet.
No, I love that for you.
You know what I mean?
Because I think girls try to have more girlfriends because they think if I have a boyfriend, like if I get married tomorrow, I need enough bridesmaids. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
At all. I'd have two before I have some bitch up there that I don't want.
No, literally.
But I know I can tell, like in my head, there's like 3 empty slots that I still need to fill.
And then
like,
you're going to pity give one to someone who thinks they're going to be a bridesmaid.
No, I think I can tell, like, I know that like some,
I love that.
Well, if you think about it, like I have friends like right now that I've met only in the past couple of years and I can't imagine my life without them. Think about how many people you're going to meet like next year, the year after that, that are like forever your.
You're right. Like when it's like, that's how it is with relationships. Like you meet someone and you're like, I fuck with you. And that's how it is with friends. Yeah. You just like immediately know.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, like my boyfriend said something about like, had I met him like a long time ago, and I was really thinking to myself, like, I wouldn't want you to meet me 2 years ago, like at all. Like, I care about you so much that I, you know what I mean? Like,
I want to protect you from my former self.
Yeah, not kidding at all. Like, you would have hated me. And, and you deserve better than whoever that was. And like, same thing with friends almost. Like, I feel like, you know, like I had friends for certain eras of life.
Yeah, there are friends that are literally four phases.
Well, I think in your 20s, you have your party friends, which like that fucking fades real quick.
Yeah, we're phasing those ones out.
Cause then you, like, when you need them, they're not there for you. And then that's the bigger friend groups have the most drama because you all feed off of the good gossip. And then
you should have seen our group chat this morning.
But that's like your 20s. That shit is fun. I love when I'm like, I'm in my elderly 30s, but like, it's true. And you think that you're weird if you don't have a lot of friends. It's a thing. It's like, oh, people like me. I have a lot of friends. Mm. And then you realize, oh, more friends is not necessarily good.
Yeah.
And then that whole like rap shit, like keep my circle small. Like I fuck with that. Like I identify with whatever Drake says. Like I think that shit is, he is my Oprah.
I get that. I forget who said it to me one time, but someone said travel light through life. Like, and it was as applied to like literally having too many physical things.
Yeah.
But I feel like it that way about friends,
especially
too. I'm like,
when
I can't.
You're a chaser, like when you're a dream chaser, the more people who are in your ear about shit is sometimes so negative. And like, it can make, it's like.
Yeah, because I'm also easily influenced. Like I listen too much.
And you know, deep down, like also that's your 20s. Actually, Taylor Tomlinson has a funny joke. Like, you don't have a gut, like you're still skinny and so you have nothing to listen to in your 20s. But like you start to get a gut and then you start like you listen to your gut and you start feeling psychic and shit. Like you start being like, I knew that person was off. I knew that wasn't going to work. And then your 30s, you cut the... Well, your 20s, you're researching.
Yeah.
Your
20s... Oh my God, I can't wait to do error. Some stupid shit and be like, I was researching.
It was so...
That's what I called Danielle. I was researching.
It's so real.
I was researching hockey players. I was researching...
I was researching barbacks.
I was really researching chlamydia. For real.
Yeah. Everyone gets it. Normalize chlamydia.
Do you know Tana's the only one in the room who hasn't had chlamydia? Well, actually, I've never asked Aaron.
You fucking prude ass bitch.
And the problem that is it's just not even that. It's not. I think that, you know what? I think I haven't had minuscule STDs, and one day I'm just going to get hit with a honker and I'm going to Magic Johnson my way to the canceled podcast.
It could. It's okay.
Do you think kind of like your outie vagina thing that Magic Johnson one day was just like, I have AIDS. And then like, you know what I mean? Like it just like, do you
did
think
you
Magic
just
Johnson
compare it to having AIDS?
No. But how he's like the spokesperson for AIDS. Like,
did.
Do you think?
I just became like the outie.
Do you think Magic Johnson knew that he was going to be like Mr. AIDS? Like forever?
Is he Mr. AIDS? I didn't even know he had AIDS.
What? I don't even know what he does. Does he play basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just promise that not even one more time it comes back to my outie vagina?
You brought this episode.
No,
you
she did.
I know, but we were done and you brought it.
No, I brought up chlamydia.
I think I'm not going to fight.
Stop pointing fingers.
We're not going to fight. But I brought up chlamydia. No, I'm just kidding.
Anywho,
I promise.
Anywho is my word at the day.
I love it. That's how you transition everything.
I don't know. Anywho. I have a lot of like little grandma sayings that I've been saying lately. Like I'll be like,
you always have. You always have said ready spaghetti ready to me, and spaghetti. I love that about you.
I got it from my grandma. My ready grandma always spaghetti. Said like little, well, grandma things.
Yeah, but I love when you say things like that. I think it's really cute.
It's wholesome.
Yeah,
guys.
But can I just say, I think, and I might be going out on a limb here, yo, but this is
okay. Keep going.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I don't know. I just say shit. I think this is my favorite episode of the canceled podcast to date.
I honestly really love it. I think it's because, like you said, when we walked in, it was just like so delirious.
So we're all so tired, but... I've literally described it as like, you know, a long day and you're like, I'm not going to talk to anyone. Then your friend FaceTimes you and you're like, okay. And then 3 hours go by and you're like, okay, that was really fun.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's the vibes right now. And I love it. Like
we've
never touched feet on the
pod. Trevor.
No, you guys have like connected.
I know. You know what was so sweet was when she tied her shoe and then she came back.
I did see that. I feel like it's like when a couple gets a threesome for them to like spice up their own relationship. That's what just happened.
That's what this is. You're my favorite guest. You really are.
Stop. I love you guys so much.
Like, I just
love you because we had no reason like to connect and it just happened.
No, we had a reason. Are you kidding? I saw you posting your cat.
We had no reason.
That's literally how we, like, I'm not like kidding. I think I DM'd you and I was like, I love your cat or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Not kidding.
I slid in
Hannah's DMs.
I don't know.
Like you just showed up one day
you
and I was like, I hope she
day.
Never leaves. Like, not kidding at all.
And then I've just been like following you guys on social media, just being like, oh, those are my best friends there in LA.
I'm not actually kidding. I feel the same way about you. You're such a big inspiration. I just, everything you say, I swear to God, you are my Gandhi.
You oh are. God. You're really trying to be like comedy adjacent these days.
I want to be just like you, Hannah Berner. I want to wear your skin. Shut the
fuck up. I fuck with you guys so much because you're like... You're both comedically so good.
You're
you
so
really
nice.
Are.
That is so nice.
And you're so funny and you're so yourselves. And I love your friendship and I love
your I just love you. I really do. And like genuinely, I appreciate how much you've always acknowledged us in comedy and stuff. Cause I think that's where we want to go completely. Like,
yeah,
I love all the influencer shit and whatever, but like that's, I hope I'm doing stand up when I'm like 50 and that's
oh
why
God.
Like someone.
Eventually
like
I already told her I want her to be my little coach. Cause I keep talking about it. My thing is that though, it feels so different to me than like what we're already doing for some
so
reason.
Different.
It isn't that it is
no,
different.
It feels so different.
It's so different.
It's, but it's also intimidating with like the traditional space, but like
yeah.
You guys are the next like comedy creators, like Whitney Cummings and I were literally talking about this. She's like this next generation of like hilarious YouTuber podcasting, like that's the next generation. And for women, like you're not going to comedy clubs at midnight every night, like that's not, it's just like weird dynamics.
But I feel like comics like don't take that seriously. I feel like they resent it kind of because it's like I had
except
to do
for
all
the
this.
Two of you though
well like, no but then when then you eventually do get on stage but you're selling and you're doing your hour and you figured at the end of the day it's not about who respects you. It's, is the audience laughing?
Yeah.
That's so true. They decide if you're good or not.
That's so true.
And also comedy, let's stop taking it so seriously.
Yeah, true.
It's if it made someone laugh and it made them forget about their problems for a second, like, I'm happy.
You're so smart.
We did such a fucking cornhole.
No, you're perfect.
No,
you're
absolutely perfect.
How long have you been in LA?
Not like this week.
For 36 hours.
36 hours.
For how long have you been in LA?
No, just this trip.
This trip. I got in on like late Monday. So Tuesday went. No, got in late Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I leave tomorrow at 7 a.m. to go to Reno.
Oh my God. Sure. You're
such
hard.
A sad place.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's a casino. I'm doing a casino gig.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Lake Tahoe for the first time.
That's fun. Lake Tahoe's beautiful.
And we're going to Aspen for the first time for shows.
Oh,
wait, how fun.
Lake Tahoe and Aspen are beyond
kind. I literally booked it so my husband will come because he likes to ski, which is.
Aw.
Don't get me started about skiing.
Talk about it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love for you to talk about skiing.
I have so many thoughts. And I'm an athlete. I'm a Division I athlete. Skiing, and I didn't grow up skiing. I didn't grow up skiing, so
just breadcrumbing the.
I just
whatever.
I don't Fuck understand you. The art of skiing because first of all, you can't win at it.
Okay,
what are we doing? Then you're just going down an icy hill, possibly to die, and then you don't even get a gold medal. You just have to like do it again, and you're freezing.
You feel the same way about snowboarding, obviously. Then yeah,
yeah, and skateboarders have like a, and this is for skateboarders have an attitude problem. Skateboarders are like, and I'm like, what are you overcompensating for?
Yeah.
I'm always like, don't skateboard towards me. The only board I want coming towards me is a charcuterie board. So I don't fuck with skiing and it's freezing.
Yeah.
And then like the, I can't tell if you guys are on my side or not yet.
No, I'm fully on your side.
I've never even seen snow.
I've never agreed with something more in my entire life. I'll get into it.
But I just feel like the girls are getting tricked because like the aesthetic, and then the guys will be like, oh, let's go on a trip skiing. And then you go, it's fucked. I broke my hand skiing last year.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say is there's too many like people who have snapped their femur for me to feel like that's something I want to do.
It's not worth the high of like going down the mountain. It's not worth like what could happen.
I absolutely.
And it looks so safe.
It looks so fun and cute, but also it's fucking freezing. And then if you're scared of heights, you have to get on these like,
and you just jump off.
You don't, it like brings you back down. But like, there's just so many things that for someone who likes that shit, I totally get it. But I feel like the average person rolls up like, let's do a ski weekend. And then they're like in their nightmare.
Yeah, no, I will never ski. I don't need my legs on two separate things.
I think
like
it's just
well.
Something I want to be good at Like, well, maybe that's like, the need for validation, but I want a man to think I'm good at snowboarding.
No, that's what I did. My husband, like, you should stop pretending to like things for men when you're married.
I'm learning.
He goes, he made me do lessons in the morning, then I get lunch, and then I have to show him what I learned. And I love this shit. This is my kink because I'm like, I'm athletic, like, love me, daddy. And then I just was like, this is not fun for me. And I can't do it anymore.
And you're like a bitch by the end of that day.
I cried the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I cried
the
whole time.
Then I'm never going because I trust your judgment.
Uh-uh.
No, for sure. But you should go and like, yeah, get hot chocolate.
Maybe, yeah, I want to wear maybe outfits. Do a bunny I want to take hill. A pic.
Yeah.
You don't have to. And also, this is the fucked up thing about skiing. To control the skis, you have to lean down towards the hill. So, but you naturally want to lean back. Yeah. Because you're scared and that's how you fall. And then the most fucked up thing with skiing, look at me just trying to cancel skiing right now.
Do it. You're doing it.
The most fucked up thing is that there's no way to safely fall. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's why everyone breaks their
like
little legs.
Snowboarding can be on like your butt.
Exact. So like skiing, once you hit a curve or something bad happens, you leave it to God. You just hope that you fall the right way. Like, I fell on my hands and I broke my hand. You just hope you don't hit a fucking tree.
And snow seems so sweet. And then you're breaking your hand on snow.
And then we're adjusting the trees. Why would we? Who was like, you know what would make this more fun? Having trees there that people could just concuss themselves into.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. You will never see me on a pair of skis.
Bears.
Didn't like Gwyneth Paltrow or someone like hurt someone on a ski?
Yeah,
didn't she like run someone over and then she like sued? Wait, what was
that? He sued her for like hitting him a little. But yeah. Everyone's skiing together, so we're all fighting for our life and trying not to hit each other.
Suing someone for that is so mean.
It's just crazy, but I will say, like, if I got hit on skis and it was like Steve Jobs or something, I'd be like, I'm suing.
I go, this scratch is gonna get infected.
100%. Absolutely. We'll call that the iPod Nano scratch. Like, that's insane. That is, I feel that. I think the snow is so fucking stupid. I will just say, you'll never see me. I will die and you will never see me on a pair of skis or any of that.
And I want to let you know that your gut is right.
And I know that, dude. So I'm dating this guy right now that all he does is he's the most athletic person I've ever met. Snowboard, surfboard, skateboard. Yeah. And he's like, babe, try. And I'm like, no. You're going to surf and I'm going to park my ass in the sand. Yeah. I'm going to watch. You're going to snowboard. I'm going to have a hot chocolate and
you
watch.
You have boundaries because I'm a people person. I'll be like, I'll learn and do it with you because I want to try girlfriend. Everything.
But I just get hurt and I cry and then it's everyone's problem. Yeah. And it's like, I know I'm not going to be.
You make it everyone's problem.
Absolutely.
That's one thing about me. If I get hurt, I am not keeping it to myself. And all of our days are ruined.
Everyone's day is ruined. Like. Completely every single, and it's like, and I'm just gonna be such a mean, I get really mean when I'm doing something that someone's teaching me to do that I don't want to do that you're making, and everyone
you should have seen me putting on her on a horse the other week.
I get really mean. I'm serious. Yeah. I the last time I tried to ice skate, I like made three people cry. That's not a joke.
You turned into Simon Cowell.
Because it's like, I think people have this complex with me where I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And they like beg me to do it. And then they think they're going to win me over. And then I'm so stubborn that I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to make this hell for you. Yeah. You wanted to fucking try to prove a point. Absolutely the fuck not.
I think at that point she starts being bad on purpose just to like be right.
Well, even if she's having fun, she's like, I fucking hate this.
I honestly, like, I'm not even going to disagree with you. I just think that like, when I say no, I don't want to do some shit and someone gets me to do it, unless it's like, some chill shit, you know, like painting. Yeah. But like, if it's like when the physicality comes into it, like,
can we paint more?
I know. Like, I bought watercolor paints. No one wants to do it.
What you will? You didn't ask everyone. Sounds like
I brought it up the other night.
Nobody asked me to watercolor paint.
No one asked me.
I asked.
I want to learn to play tennis. Maybe you'll be my tennis.
Oh, I'll teach you guys tennis.
Tennis is
sick. I've been watching Breakpoint on Netflix.
So good.
I'm so into it.
Tennis is. I can get behind tennis.
Which is
ground.
So annoying because when I was a tennis player, it wasn't
really.
It wasn't cool.
We needed, but like, I feel Sophia like teaching Ritchie. Somebody to play tennis is just not fun because like if you suck at it, it's just like what's the fun in this?
No, but I love teaching people because then I feel like you're indebted to me forever because I gave you a talent.
That is exactly.
And
then
you
right.
feel connected to someone like no other. Like if I can get you to understand how to do something and then you that's can so do it true. And you have fun with it, then you look at me and you go, "She's a god."
Yeah, I fully agree.
I also come from a family of teachers, so I love teaching really? People. Yeah, my grandpa who died, he was a gym teacher.
He's about to like grip. A chill one. I never had a good gym teacher.
He was that kind of gym teacher in movies that was like getting kids out of jail, putting them on the basketball team in Brooklyn, New York in the 70s and getting them to like graduate school and like have that's confidence so in themselves. Like he was that aww. Guy.
I really got chills.
No, literally. Like, I'll cry talking about him.
I hope you
him.
Know that your grandpa just moved me. And if that makes you.
Grandpa Jerry, shut up, Jerry. My husband would be so mad at me right now.
What's the Hannah? Again? Stop.
He's like, so you go on canceled and you talk about your grandpa the whole fucking time.
We need to get down to the husband. Do you think he's jealous of your grandpa? Do you think like deep down it's like the love and adoration and like
he's
missing
like,
him?
You only like one older man.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that's why you wanted an older man to emulate?
Maybe you were filling a void.
Possibly. I wanted an older man because I like respected his mind.
Yeah.
And that's like, really fair. Peanut brains are just like, you get bored with them eventually.
That's true. I haven't respected like pretty much like the last 10 people I've been with.
But you know what? Sometimes that's like to protect yourself. Because if you respect them, that means that you have to be like vulnerable.
I agree.
Yeah. And I you agree. Might not want to do that yet. You're not ready.
Yeah, I don't think
You're
either.
Protecting your
every
heart.
Every time I've ever respected someone, I got so much trauma out of that shit that it was like, goddamn.
No, I know. That's why I would go for emotionally unavailable guys because I was emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
And that was fun for a while.
I'm in my first like relationship where I respect someone in a long time. And it is scary.
It's scary.
It's like
you care about their opinion.
Yeah.
You ask for their advice.
Yeah. And you want to be like so good that it's like that scary.
You feel empathy towards them.
Oh my God. All this shit is crazy.
Unhealthy.
Who would have thought? I agree.
Empathy is not, it hurts. It's bad. You know what we should do next time we do canceled? We all take a melatonin.
Oh my God. You know, I almost pitched that we like smoke weed or something before this episode.
Imagine if we all did like mushrooms or cool, something, like how much we already laugh.
Because it's like late. It's like, I mean, East Coast time. I'm still on East Coast time. It's like 1 a.m. for me.
No, it's 10:51 p.m.
We're this is us partying.
Not kidding. And I love that. And isn't this, I love that.
If we had been in a bar right now, we would not have connected like this.
At all. Mm-hmm. I'm finally fully out of my party phase. And it's really? Like the first couple times I went sober too, I was still trying to do those things. And it was like,
but like be sober at those things. And I was like, this is not
this
a good
recipe.
This
is a perfect way for you to transition to be sober, because you're going to get a crazy high from performing. Mm-hmm. And you do feel like you're socializing. You're like, let's get cute. Let's play some pregame music. Yeah. Go out, see people. You'll get that mm-hmm. high.
Yeah. I'm bad at the social, keeping my battery as batteried without drinking, obviously. But yeah. I'm still like working through that. And it's like, I said this, like, I know that whenever I'm sober, it makes me realize the shit I don't like. And it's really nice to just cut it out. And like that, like, I'm just been saying no left and right to shit. Fuck your
yeah.
birthday.
Fuck your yeah. fucking. Birthdays are made up.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning. No, the parties, like the partying, the party. Oh, yeah. Like
also,
birthdays
you're not,
and shit.
Don't tell yourself you have FOMO, because like, you've already done it. Mm. You've had that night 100 times. And also when you have a boyfriend,
I agree with
it's
that.
Different.
No, but that even that, I've realized that completely. We've talked
yeah,
about
FOMO
that a lot.
FOMO went away. I'm like, I yeah. there's. I always think like I will FOMO. Have the chance to do this again.
Do you know what I remember in my 20s? Those moments where you don't want to go out and you force yourself to go out. Your 30s, that's like not a thing.
Yeah. Which I'm like, is, I'm good I'm at not doing it now, because when I get there, point. I'm like, I should have stayed home. And now I believe myself.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
you're not going to have fun there. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is just like, yeah, listening to what you want to do.
You're literally Tony Robbins.
Listen to what you want to do, period. Slay.
If you did a TED Talk, I think it would be the most amazing thing.
Should I do a fake TED Talk?
That you should, like,
actually
a parody.
Makes no sense, but really confidently. And yeah. see who's like, this is
people
the
people do that. A lot of people
I think
do
that's
it.
Just every
you know
man
how many people like, yeah, how many motivational speakers just like fucking make things up and everybody's like, yes.
Yeah, like you could just take a Pinterest thing, be good looking, and like market it the right way. And people are like,
and
they are
filler
a guru.
Words.
They're
hella filler words.
You just have to be like a little charismatic. Honestly, it was between like life coach ripoff and stand-up comedian. I'm glad I took that path.
Yeah, that's right. That's really, really
because anyone
rare.
Or cult leader. A little bit of charm and humor, you could be a cult leader.
I'm starting I'm to think that a cult leader is like
could be
my future.
I told her I feel like I would fall into a cult really easily. Like the sense of community.
I agree with you.
That was so beautiful.
No, I really mean it.
I would fall for a cult because I like am trusting, but I don't like too many group activities. So I'd be like, actually, I don't like hold hands.
That's why I would
do
fall for a cult.
Do you think there's ones with like less responsibility?
I would never fall for a cult because I'm actually like really close with my mom. And like the second thing they do is they say, you can't talk to your parents. And I'd have to call my mom and be like, hey, they said I can't talk to you. And she'd be like, absolutely not. I'd be like, my mom says I can't.
My mom said no. My mom said I can't come.
My mom's that bitch who would save me from the cult. Like I'd get in, then my mom would have to show up and be like, I'm going to save my daughter. Yeah. And she'd be like, Hannah, what the fuck was that? And I was like, I got confused. The guy was tall. I don't know.
Cult leader. Fuck, you're so funny. You're so good. I can't believe this is your fourth podcast.
Yeah, you slay.
Like, you just sat here and absolutely devoured. You just came here, took a shit on this couch. You're about to fucking leave. Your hand
it's
a fucking burner.
Chemistry. It's the chemistry. It's the energy that you guys provide to
but
the
I know
space.
You were this good. You do this to everyone. That is one thing I know. You make everyone feel as at home as we feel with you, don't you?
No. I want everyone to like me, but I don't like them back the way I like you guys.
But I just, what?
Was that fucked up?
No, I love
them. No.
I don't like anyone. But, well, yeah, I do.
You're a cat.
Yeah.
She just thought of one person. She goes, actually, my grandpa.
I don't really have that many people I don't like. But when I don't like someone, everyone knows about it. And I make it everybody's problem. Yeah. Like, poor girl. She has, like, 3 friends that I, like, despise. And I can't ever let her hear the end of it.
It's okay. Is there, like, a legit reason they did
no,
something
No, never
to
that.
Oh, okay. There's
I
so she doesn't have to pick sides because like
a
there
vibe.
Was, there
it's a vibe
a side.
It's me trusting my gut.
So they okay. So they don't have beef with you. You
no. well, no, yeah,
no. But you in your heart of hearts
know that they're
and do you
destined
think,
for.
Do you think they're going to be wrong like for her eventually? Like mm-hmm. she'll find it eventually.
Well, because like one of them just fell off for her, and I'm like, yes.
Oh. But you're saying this like they didn't just fall off for you a couple months before me. It's not like it's been like a year gap.
No, I've hated this girl forever.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have to get drinks and like,
please, the fuck? I want to hang out for real where
we
can really say names.
I want social security numbers. I want all that shit.
Oh, I'm so fucking down. I will air out everyone.
Because I don't know anything about the LA peoples.
But I think also like, I even all like the influencers or people I could tell you, hey, I'm really trying to transition out of that. Like I want my friends to be in comedy. I want my friends to be people who can give me business advice that I want. I want all of that. Like
I'm mostly so like right. normal friends these days, and I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
All of it. Good.
Yeah.
That's just, good. Yeah. Like just the whole influencer scary LA.
No more talent. Yeah. Except for you.
Yeah. And like talent's a strong word.
Talent is a fucking strong word.
Yeah, it's a strong word.
That I use on you.
Thank you, babe. Yeah. I love you.
You guys just flirted a little. It was hot.
We did. Yeah. She gave me a look up and I said, hey.
Have you ever been lesbian?
No, which is so insane.
I just heard
it's so surprising to me for some reason.
No, because I'm so gay. Like I'm the straightest gay girl ever.
Ever.
I'm just like, I've just always, all I care about is like walking in a room and dudes. Like yeah. That's just, I can't help it. And I feel like I'm going to die and never know what it's like to hook up with a girl.
A gun to my head is Hannah Burner munch box. Why would I say munch box?
Nobody knows.
I know.
That nobody
and
knows.
I'm like, I'm an athlete. I've had like best friends who are gay. I love the gay community.
You do give me gay, like pretty gay energy. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, definitely, I think masculine, what's it called? Characteristics.
Yeah.
But no, I just never like emotionally cared about a girl or like had a crush on a girl.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want all the girlies to love me.
Yeah.
But right. Like,
I love how you're saying this. Like, it's like a horrible thing.
it's like, not, I'm like, it's not cool to not be gay.
I think, yeah.
Like in New York City, it's like,
you're straight.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
But I love lesbians because I think that they've paved the way for straight women. In stand up, in politics, in so many things, because they don't care
what
men think.
That's so true. It's kind of it was kind of like a medium
for sure. And I think I am.
Ellen, you're a freak.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But she did still like push the boundaries for stuff. And I think
just kidding,
it's not a coincidence I'm in stand up and I have male characteristics to myself because it took kind of
I mean, it was an entirely
fuck in a way
male dominated industry until and it still is in so many ways. But like, I feel like the last what like 6-7 years is like the most that you could even say.
I like to say that my kink is disrupting male spaces.
That's put that on a shirt.
So I don't even know what that truly means, but that's what I want to do.
Me either, but I'm going to start saying
it. But it sounded fun.
I'm going to just start saying that and like,
I just like going to places that women aren't welcome and being like, what's up?
I agree with that.
And then like it works out. Like it's not it's just like pushing the boundaries a little.
I agree.
Because women can do a lot of cool things.
And all men should die.
You're so inspirational. That sounded sarcastic, but it wasn't.
Aaron, I love you guys.
We love you.
And let's go one more thing. Do you eat long lip pussies?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Definitely have.
Cut out every long labia joke, all the callbacks, and that'll be great.
Just joking. I'm owning it. That's my it's my Magic Johnson.
There has
to
be some kind of like cute merch that says something like
"We're trying
long lips."
We're trying. Well, my tagline was "God left the tag on" when he was saying it negatively, and we kind of want to reclaim it and make some merch.
Is he gonna sue us? Honestly, I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk
to
you.
What the fuck?
Just bleep it.
God, we can't stop talking about it.
Bleep his name.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny. If that just in that whole sentiment right there, it's so clear. But we bleep it. That's funny.
We start calling him Mr. DC again.
Yeah, we honestly should. Hannah Burner, I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you for even like being willing to come here at 10 p.m.
No, this was so fun.
And you're my favorite person.
I'm not gonna see you guys till May unless you come to New York
or you come to some shows.
Or
we should
try
to find some crossover.
Or we vacate. We go on vacation.
Let's go to Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Not kidding. I would absolutely.
Would
love
you pick
that
me up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on the way. And we'll go skiing.
I jump right on the ladder.
We got to let you go, seriously. Poor thing has been on 4 podcasts.
She loves saying poor thing. You're the cutest old lady. You're my grandpa reincarnated.
Aww. And that's why you love her. Thank you, Hannah Burner.
We love you. Wow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.